This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. All week we've been looking into Louisiana's environmental quality. What about the air that we breathe? DEQ Secretary Chuck Carr Brown.
Certain standards go above and beyond what EPA calls for. We're moving in that direction.
Yet some plants aren't cooperating with either EPA or DEQ rules.
When something happens at these plants, there's a release in violation of the permit. What are we breathing in? Is it benzene? Is it sulfide? Are these chemicals that can harm us? We need to know.
So Marrero Representative Patrick Connick offered a bill last spring to encourage compliance.
This will only apply to facilities that have violated their permit three times within a 24-month period. This will make those facilities install a fence line monitoring system.
The bill made it out of committee and onto the House floor, where Connick urged passage of HB 469.
For the bad guys who continue to repeat time and time and time again, put these monitoring devices on your property so we know what we are breathing. Please vote yes.
But the tally of the vote?
24 yeas and 65 nays, and the bill fails to pass.
Why aren't Louisiana's lawmakers being more aggressive in their constitutional duty to enact laws that protect Louisiana's environment? Perhaps it's industry lobbying, or perhaps they're simply representing their constituencies. For as Berkeley sociologist Arlie Hochschild found during her five-year study of South Louisiana's residents,
they didn't feel environmentally like this was their land anymore. And yet it's hard to blame the private sector, because that's where you get your jobs.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.